I'd like to introduce, Abishai just told me that I want to introduce you the Sefer Pirkei Machshava, which we have so far came out with two volumes, which has been practiced and lectured and researched at least for 25 years. All audiences, FFBs, BTs, beginners, advanced, critics, you name it, Hasidim, Litvaks, whatever that is. The ideas which we were able to put on print, 25 years of hard work, publicly giving over the classes, me, Rabbi Mechaim, Apinkazal, worked together many places in the world, in South Africa many times. And we were always told, why don't you put it in print, which was challenging. And Baruch Hashem, the last year came out with the first one, and a month ago came out with the second one, which is built on the three principles, Shlosha Amudim Sha'olam Oymed Aleihem, three pillars that the world stands on, Torah, Vavodah, Gevurah, Chesedim, which is originated from the three patriarchs of voice, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why do we have three? Why is not enough enough? One. Everything originates from one. One father. Why do we have Avraham? Why do we have Yitzchak? Why do we have Yaakov? The answer is that Judaism is built on three pillars, on three amudim, on three principles, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Raisa, Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah and Israel. And those are Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avraham represents Israel. He's the first convert. He's the first one who recognized that a man could become, that a man is. He can receive because Avraham was Ivri. He was the first one who disconnected himself from his past totally, from his father, from his society. He was the first one which was a born-again person. Born again human being, gave birth, self birth to himself. As Chazal tells, Gershon is Gair, a convert who converts to Kotn Shanoilidom, is like a newborn child. There's no biological contact, connection with his past. Avraham Avinu recognized that the man has a quality to himself which, if he discovers it, he chooses it, he could disconnect himself in the mainstream humanity, from humanism, become a fifth mean, become a fifth type. The world was created with four, the domain and the growth and the animal kingdom and the medaber in the man, the intelligent man. But as the Kuzari said, there's a fifth mean, Yisrael Oved Hashem, Yisrael who serves Hashem. Where all the other four, the previous ones, serve the world, the contents of the world, the mechanism is the chemistry of the world. The world is put together from those four elements. And the top of the four elements is man. Let make man in our image, in our form. But doesn't say Tzelem Elohim. Do with Yom Ba'afishman, we should dominate the world and control the world, which is man. He's the top of the four, which is the contents of the world, has responsibilities for the world. And then man has a choice to upgrade himself to a higher level, taking responsibility of why the world has been created. It's not enough to service the world, you have to know why for. As in my motto which I use in my book Choose Life, you can have a limousine, you have a chauffeur, takes all your business appointments. The chauffeur is responsible to run the limousine, to take care of him, to lubricate him, to wash him, to salmonize him, and to drive him. But where? He has no responsibility. It's not for him. Wherever the bus tells him to go. The world is a limousine. It serves a purpose. And he has to be taken care of. And all the contents in the it serves the world. And man is the main responsible to run the world. But what for? What is serving Hashem with? Here man had the option to choose to become the servant of Hashem. Therefore the Kuzari says the fifth man is called Yisroel Oived Hashem, Yisroel who serves Hashem, doesn't serve himself. And that was the first function of Avraham Avinu. He kires boiro, he recognized who created him, whose product is he, what for he has been created. If you would imagine, if somebody would show you 50 years ago this digital recorder, could you in the wildest imagination figure out what it is? Somebody would show you 50 years ago this cellular telephone, can you figure out? In your wildest imagination wouldn't figure out what it is. Now you see it in practice, now you know it. Now what it is. If you don't know what a cellular phone is, what a recorder is, what a computer is, do you know what a man is? What have you been created for? Why do you have a neshama? Why do you have feeling? Why do you have freedom of choice? Do you have a tzelem elokim? Do you have the image of Hashem in you? That means that you have your life in your own hands. What for? Why did Hashem give all these things? And the first human being who researched what a man is was Avraham Avinu. He was the first man who got respect of himself, that he saw, but ever he looked around, he saw the man is not utilized. The man is not utilizing his qualification, his potential, his aim self is endless. So of course Hashem created man in two levels, intelligent man and a spiritual man. Tzelem Elokim, Vivokim, Sampatsam, Tzelem Elokim. And everyone is aware what man has, but what do you do with everything which you have? And Avraham Avinu was not in peace until I can't use all this potential which was ingrained in me. He recognized who created him. He wants to make use of all his qualification, whatever Hashem invested in him. He was the first one. So he developed the recognition, what is Yisroel? Who are you? That's Avraham. Yitzchak is Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oyer Tzmiu gives the life over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meditate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours a day. Totally devoted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Yitzchak. Yankov is Toiro. Titel Emes Le Yankov, you gave the truth for Yankov, and Emes Le Toiro, no son Toiras Emes. So therefore we have three fathers. If I want to know who am I, what could I become, you have to study Avraham Avinu. If I know what is Shaykhus to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what connection can you have to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to study Yitzchak. That any time you could give happily over your life, give back your life to Kodesh Baruch Hu happily. Amuni b'tochim, Kabbalah says soon behave to take pen simchadig. That's that you learn from Yitzchak. And you wonder what Torah is? Ein Sof in Emes, the endless truth. How much you could grow and grow and grow. Ein Sof in truth. That's Yaakov. So those are the three ovos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Question is, if you would have been asked, if you have to put it in order, what would you study first? Who do you give respect first? What would you say? Kodesh Baruch Hu. The order should come Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah, and then I come into the picture. Should become Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then comes Avraham. Well, the order didn't wasn't like that. Start with Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why? That's the question. So start with yourself. By the way, we're going to speak a little bit about it. That we have Shlosh Chagim, we have the three main Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. It's also being told this is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pesach is Avraham. That's the Rosh Hamayam, the beginning of the Yom Tovim, it starts with Pesach. It's Yisrael Mitzrayim, came out of Egypt. You disconnected yourself, you have been amputated from the rest of humanity. Then comes Shavuos, is Yitzchak. You made is Yitzchak. Then comes Yaakov, Yaakov Sukkos, Yaakov, Yaakov Nosa Sukkoso. See, again you see Pesach is the first Yom Tov. Everything starts with Avraham Avinu. Why? Our problem is we got everything packaged for many generations, 317 years ago. When we start off in our origination, how we originated as Jews, we started off with Avraham. And Avraham came into the world when Hashem was totally denied in many different denial ways. It was denied by his father, by Nimrod, was the biggest denier. Yet yes, everybody knows exactly what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. He must have a Nimrod, but still his intention is, I don't want to give it to you. You gave me freedom of choice, I'm going to use it all the way. I'm going to use it against you. It's my freedom of choice, I don't want. if I may say, it's a delicate point, which I'm not going to elaborate now, that gene, that I don't want. He knows that he doesn't want. That's, by the way, a part of the sin of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created fully complete. Seeing a beautiful world, seeing, knowing the color of Tehukula, knowing his purpose of creation, having a relationship with Hashem, living in Gan Eden, having everything, having the whole package. I'm quoting the Ramchal, Lotzato. He had the Nishmas Yisrael, he had the both souls. Shai Novi tells in the post, in the Shomois Aniosisi, I made two quality of souls, two Nishomis are there. It's called Nefesh. Nefesh Abahami, the lower soul, which is energizing the physical body for the purpose of the physical body. And when the physical body is gone, that Nefesh has made its job and it's also gone. And it's called Chelek Elokai Mimah, the higher soul, which is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, developed man in stages, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Omer Rebirch, and Yud Beis Shoyis HaVayom, Hashem created him at 12 hours, in phases and phases and phases. And we see in the development of man, in Parshas Bereishis, you find two psukim of the creation of man. One posik, Nase Odom, let we make. Who is the we, says the Ramban? Hashem spoke to the earth, I instilled in you everything. Everything came out of the Toitzoret, Eitz Peri, Toitzoret, Nefesh Chayo. Also says, he spoke to the earth, give out the man which I deposited in you, the gracious, right, be right beginning of creation. The fully developed man, now so on, let we, me and you, earth, let produce on the sixth day a new quality man which I had not given you in gracious beginning. You give out a normal man, the human being, as we know, the Nefesh Abahamis, give him out. And then I'm going to add to him a new neshama, an added neshama of Yipro Pap of Mishnah Scham, a neshama which lives forever. That's Chelek Elokai Mimah, that's Ketet Meshashonah. That's the second pasuk. Therefore, we have two psukim in the creation of man. Yermukim Nas Odom also means the ordinary man, but Salmeinu, imploding our image, but the same in our form, he could choose which image he wants to image as. He wants to be Isha Domo, an earthy person, or he wants to be a Dhamma Le'er, he wants to be compared to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has to choose it. And once the earth gave out that man, fully, the Dubit Gassiyam Bafishman, dominating over the world, having the control over the world, as humanity does have it, comes the second posik, Yivro Elohim is Odom B'Tzalmoy. Hashem now created a new man in his image, exclusively in his image, B'Tzalim Elohim Boroisa. To what? To Yibach Baba Nishmachari, go through a second Neshama, the high Neshama. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Yitzel Elohim is Odom, because Bohu created man, says with two Yuds. Says Rashi, two Yitziris, two creations. One a physical creation, which is limited to the world, and one an endless creation, Tzelem Elohim. The Yitzel is Odom, Ofer Mi Adomo, there's an Nefesh Abahamis, which serves the offer. Kimodoma Lokarte will take me from it. The Yipat Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, that's the second stage of man, added Neshama, the Yi Ho Odom, the Nefesh Chayim. Now the man became a Nefesh Chayim, says the Targum, the Ruach Memanim, a spirit who could talk what you choose. And that's the Bechir Chofshis. And the Bechir Chofshis, the freedom of choice which man has now to decide, who do you want to be identified with? You could be a normal man, a physical man, the lower neshama, which you have 6 billion people in the world today, with their own admission, or you want to be the higher man, the Tzelem Elohim, the endless man, and this is the freedom of choice, and this is what Hashem says very clearly. Hashem says, life and death are put in front of you today, means to say, please choose life. No, you should live. What does it mean? Nefesh chaya, ruach mamala, live forever. If you choose to be an ordinary man, you're already a dead man, because every moment you die, you come to an end, the world comes to an end. If you're not living now, you're dying now. You're dying until you pass out, until you expire. The world is an expiration date, 6,000 years. The man is an expiration. And if you choose to be this expiring man, means every moment you are in expiration, every moment you're dying. Or you choose life, they want to be connected. Atmat Vekim Shemakim, get attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elohim is Chaim. Every moment you get closer to expiration, you get closer to your birth, you bring him to Tfiyas HaMeisim, to everlasting life. And that is the challenge of every human being in this world, that there's no person who is barred not to choose life, and there's no person who is forced to stay alive if he wants to die, if he wants to commit suicide. And that's what Hashem gave over to the magician. That was his only challenge. He had everything, he saw everything, he knew everything. And she says, look at the beautiful world I created. It's all made for you. Enjoy it. L'nivra od America daily sanigal Hashem, as Lutzata says beautifully in Sinus to show it. You have been created for one place to enjoy Samita Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order you should really enjoy, Hashem wants to give you a job to you should be a self-earned person that you made yourself. You become a self-made person. So giving you the b'chira to choose who you want to be. It's up to you. And Hashem will not interfere with your choice. I will not force on you who you should be. And it gives Odom Arishon a beautiful world, and it says to the Odom Arishon, ten da'atcho, pay attention, out the kalki metachim, so don't destroy my world. Because if you choose to die, you destroyed my world. I created the world for you. And for you means forever. And if you choose to be the lower man, means you're part of the world. The world has to come to an end. You will come to an end. You're going to die. If you have ochlecho memenu, moistom, is the day you eat, you're going to die. And what did Odom Arishon do? He knew exactly what he is doing. He chose to die. I don't want to be your guinea pig. I don't want to be your object to receive pleasure. Let me be me. I want to be me. Whatever you give me, fine. I can take responsibility that I should fulfill your purpose of creation. And he chose to die. It was an impulsive decision. Medrash says, Hashem says, had you eaten, says, Ochalti Voichalo, they ate and ate again. 6 billion people ate. They do, they take the pleasure of the world, knowing what they're trading off. If they want, they know what they're trading off. And as you could see, many people, you could talk to a person, and you could explain and everything, and it doesn't want it. Period. So nothing stands. Hashem doesn't stand against the rest of a person. You are who you want to be. Hashem may give you all the skills and the tools and the motivation and the knowledge to know what you could become, what you don't become. But the end bottom line is you have to have a rosh, you have to have your own desire. And here Hashem created Odom Arishon with all the tools and qualifications to become the special man, and he chooses not to. Did Hashem stop him? No. 2,000 years later, one single individual man comes. Till the 2020 generation is in Node Nafosan, there one person who took responsibility to give back Hashem the man who ran away from Hashem. Hashem created man for the magician, and he tells him, please don't destroy my world. You need to destroy the world. And Hashem lost his man. And Chazal tells us, Esrim Doiros, that's a Mishnah Perikeno voice, 20 generations from Odom is Avram Avinu, Kula Machisim Lachonav. All of them are angering Hashem. Why is Hashem angry? I gave you freedom of choice for your own benefit, and using it the opposite way, to rebel against me. You're misusing this freedom of choice. I give you a chance to become a self-made person, and you choose to destroy yourself by conscious decision. Chalti voichalot, I ate, not going to eat again. Kula machisam. Achabo Avram, until came Avram. The kibbutz start kulam. He got the reward from everyone else. For 2,000 years, Hashem is angry. No man volunteers to come back and give back Hashem the man. Until Avram came, Avram anodif, Avram the volunteer. Chesed, he does kindness with Hashem. Let him laugh at himself. Shemesh chasadim koinah. It's the Sato quotes that Zohar. That's called chesed, that you do kindness with Hashem. If you could hurt Hashem, you could do kindness with Hashem. And if you see Hashem was hurting for 2,000 years, Hashem bought a marble, a Dara Floga, losing his people, the Tzalem Elohim, and Hashem does nothing to feel. As the Mishnah says, Avraham Avinu researches, why is Hashem so patient? Why is Hashem not involved? Why does Hashem do something about it? Why does he let everyone spit in his face? He recognized that's the gift of man. The man is a Bechir HaKosher, freedom of choice. And nothing in the world will stand against his Bechir HaKosher. Hashem may do everything and anything to try to tempt the person, to trim the person, give him everything. If the person doesn't want, it's nothing going to help. Odom Arishon rebelled against Hashem. Avraham Avinu was born into the worst circumstances. A father, a terach, worship in the Avodah Zarah. I want to know what the terach was. Avraham Avinu had three models which he could have followed in the footsteps, and he chose the fourth one. First model was Nimrod. יודע את זה בעיני, he knows exactly what Hashem wants from me, and I don't want to give it to you. It's my freedom of choice. You can't force me. I don't want to be your wife. I don't want to be your product. I want to be us. But the Mishnah, Chalti Boi Chalat, that you got from one of the nations. He developed the thought, used the thought to utilize. That was one model. A total atheist, total, not the atheist, no, he knew Hashem, he did see by now, but I know him, but I don't want to give it to him. Noach, Terach was a total hypocrite. Says, I know what he wants, okay, I'm going to give it my way, not his way. He creates philosophies, psychology, trying to please everyone. He creates religions. I know God wants something, I will give him the way I want to give it to him. Fabricates his own religion, makes up his own thing. People like to fool themselves. They want to be spiritual, to make their own values, make their own systems. That was Terach. And that was Noach, a nice tzaddik, a righteous man, wouldn't go against Hashem. What he wants, I will do. Seven mitzvahs, give more, fine. But doesn't take responsibilities. Give yourself back to Hashem. You went away from Hashem. You're a dead person. You're Isha Domo. He was a tzaddik, but. And I'm a dayik, and Baruch Hashem, nobody yet criticized me for this, by taking all these greatest people. There was great, great righteous people there. Noach Tzadik, Shem ben Noach Tzadik, Zaydi of Noach, Hanoch, which turned into Malach Matat, the angel of Matat, Shes ben Odom, Odom Arishim was a Tzadik, all great, great, great people. And the Mishnah says, Kula Machis Malafonav, all angered HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Nobody pleased Hashem. Without any exception. Atshaba Abram, he's the first one who had did chesed with Hashem. So everything is put aside. And therefore, Rashi says, no, Tzadik told me, Hori Bederoise was a righteous man in his generation. So Rashi says, Chadomar, even his generation was a Gitman, how much more he would have been by Avram Avinu? Chadomar, Bederoise of him was a Tzadik. But compared to Avram, Lechshav Leklum, it's not comparable. It's just not comparable. You can't compare it. You could compare a Boeing 777 or Boeing 767. It's comparable, a helicopter, but you can't compare a horse and buggy to an aeroplane. It's absolutely no comparison whatsoever. Noach learned Nechshav Lekum, both of them is true. If Noach would have had a Rebbe of Rome of Inu, Noach would convert. But he didn't have the self-belief that I could convert. Ilu Rebbe the Deutsche of Rome of Inu, if Noach would convert, would become of Ravinu's Talmud. But if not, the righteousness of Noach is no way comparable at all to the quality which is Avraham Avinu. A Jew, is a child. He cannot be destroyed. Hashem, by hook and crook, going to take him back. He's eternalized. He will become Kodeshim to be holy. If you don't become yourself holy, I will sanctify you. You have 6 million Kodeshim. Leah Kodesh says a Jew who was killed just because he is Jewish and he became a Kodesh. He can't get lost. He's a chelek elokim mimal. So Avraham Avinu had these three models, a Nimrod, a Terach, and a Noach. And he recognized he could become a fourth. I could become Odom Arishim of Odom Chet. He chose to die, I choose to live. Therefore, the quality of a Jew is the one who chooses to live, chooses to b'chav to b'chav. That's the Torah begs of us. Pashas Nitzol, in the end of the Torah, we're going into to Mashiach, to Azinu, to the thing. Shem finalizes after we're doing tshuva, after everything, after Mashiach. Mor Shem Slavavko, Shem says, I do see the chemayim. Give testimony. I'm some obvious nesati b'falecho. If you're a live person, living forever, my companion. You're a dead person, no matter how good you are, but eventually die. The Satir of Nech had put places in front of you. It's up to you to choose the Bukhat Bukhan, you choose to live. And Avraham Avinu was the first one who chose to live. Period. That's Avraham Avinu. And he starts Judaism. Noach had Torah, Chanoach had Torah in mitzvahs. There could be a Torah in a mitzvahs, a non-Jew. And there's a Torah in mitzvahs from a Jew. And there's a totally different productions. The Torah mitzvahs for a non-Jew makes him a good person, a good world. The Torah mitzvahs seek to enhance the world. No question, every goy who would follow Torah, beautiful 630 mitzvahs, like it should be, would be a wonderful, wonderful world. Wonderful world. But why are you doing it? Because, in other words, there's two ways to look at Lois Signoi. There's two ways to look at it. I give a shtiku beis alevi. The Torah is Lois Signoi, don't steal. There's two ways how to interpret why the Torah said don't speak. One way, Hashem wants a peaceful world, harmony, law and order. Hashem wants doesn't want a jungle, doesn't want a marble, doesn't want anything. So Torah says, signifies, don't steal in order to be a peaceful world. This is the mitzvah of a ben noach. Follow the Torah. If not, you're going to have a marvel. You're going to destroy the world. That's the Torah mitzvah of ben noach. It's the other world. Why are they ganovim in the people, in the world? Why are the thieves in the world? The Gemara says, Rav Gam v'Yisrael. The Jews are the most ganovim, the biggest ganovim, by the way, the Jews. Once they don't listen to Torah, they're worse than the goyim. In every respect. Rav Gam v'Yisrael, says the Gemara. Why? Why the ganovim? Because the Torah says, "Lishignoif, don't steal." So Hashem had to create ganovim, because if there wouldn't be ganovim, how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Lishignoif? He's talking about Isaac, because Bochum looked in the Torah, but Boram created the world. The Torah is not here to develop the world. The world is here to develop Torah. We are here to serve Torah. It's two different. You have two people. Two people learn Torah. Two people do mitzvahs. One person learns Torah because that's going to make me a good person, a good world, a nice world, a meaningful world. But it's nice. But when the world comes to an end, which will come to an end, because the world has a license to exist for 6,000 years, time is a creation. Gracious, born of cheese, because Bokhu created 6,000 years, so all the beautiful world is finished. Everything came to an end. Or is it the opposite? The world is here to serve the Torah. There's a Torah which was 2,000 years before the world was created. It's the blueprint of the world. It's stuck because Bokhu looked in the Torah. In Torah says, no, signal, don't steal. I don't steal, so I have to create people who want to steal. Because if they have no Torah to steal, how will they fulfill? So the Beis HaLevi. That's a Torah mitzvah in a Jew. So Avraham Noach is a totally different hard approach. How do you look onto Torah? But in order to receive, you could have Torah mitzvahs to be a typical goy. If you're not Avraham. The first thing is Avraham. Give birth to yourself. Choose life. Just like Adam Arishon chose not to be Avraham. Avraham chose. He has to be Avraham. Goes against his father, against his dad, against everything. And this is called the Recheretz Kodmah LaTorah. You want to receive Torah first, you have to have the Recheretz. The Recheretz Kodmah LaTorah. What's in the Recheretz? Whatever you used to say, the Recheretz of yourself. You want to receive Torah, Torah could serve two purposes. You could use the entire Torah to enhance the man and the world. Forget about Hashem, it just serves us. Or you could say, we use everything which you have. Yisroel, or even Hashem. And that depends how much Recheretz you have of yourself. Who are you? You have to identify yourself. Avraham is, you have to identify in yourself who are you. Pesach is to become an Avraham Avinu. So let's go now to the point. Therefore, the two Sforim, the first Sefer, we built on these three subjects. The first says, Ben Adam La'atzmo, who are you? Mahusay Shel, the essence of a Jew. That's Avraham. That's the first part of the Sefer, which is very essential to learn it, because we, especially like me, FSB, shrewd from birth, we never got it. We never got it. We were born into the religion. You got it, you got stuck with it. Finish. You never have to ask why. You got an overdose of that. It was too much even to carry. If I would ask my father why to be Jewish, I would smack me in his face twice. Why to keep Shabbat? Hey, Hashem said so, finish. Why ask me? Now it's finished, but that's it. But if you get it, now since you came after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim had to be your own personal decision. And nobody interfered with you. That's Odomar, who are you? Are you ready to leave Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim is a conversion. We learn whole Hilchos Gir from Yetzias Mitzrayim. First you have to be a convert. Even your FFB, even born a Jew. But would you become a new Jew today? That's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah says you learn it in Agoda, the second Mishnah. The whole door of the in every given generation. In this generation, Tovshin Samachel, 205. Chayev Odom, a person is required, Leroy says, Asmo is seeing himself, ki ilu hu yotzem imtama, ki kemarach mitzvah. Do you realize, in Pesach night, you don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu once. He did all the makas, he did everything, it's not mentioned. You just ignore him. The only one who's mentioned is Avraham, and his father Terach. Maske begrus, misayim beshvach, mitkila oiv devoid zoro, habay seine, vashek evoid amokam, Avraham Avinu make a decision. Avraham Avinu is our star. Because we're going in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. Chai Vodam Prezer Lira says, Atma, see yourself, kill Yotzer Mitzrayim. In the most simplistic, literal meaning is, You have to imagine, close your eyes, imagine that you're living in the time of Avraham Avinu. Your parent is an Oved Avodah Zarah, worships, is a hypocrite, creates religions. Society is a Nimrod. And the religious man, the Pope, is a Noah, services whatever he does, stuck in. Are you simply one single individual? Will you go against everyone? Will you not convert? And with the cost that you that we turn into the fire furnace, would your lives have been turned into the fire furnace? Would you go in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu? Because you discover the truth and you're choosing life. In order to choose eternal life, you have to be able to give up the present life. That was the first test of Avraham Avinu, was thrown into the Kivshan Esh. He didn't know if it's going to come out alive. Asor Nishan Yisnas Avraham Avinu, 10 tests Hashem kept. Hashem was hiding from him. Will I today, Baruch Hashem, just because I was exposed to Judaism, I was born a Jew, and I was taught, I was learned, and I see the society is falling apart. No, you have the nicest society. You have a beautiful Noah. What do you want? Can you imagine today having a religious leader like Noah Tzadik? And he's worshipped by millions of people, keeping certain mitzvahs, learning like signaf in order to enhance society. Beautiful, law and order. Is there anything wrong with that? Humanism, peace, love, sharing, caring. Imagine if you would have today the most beautiful Noach Tzadik, Shem Benoach, the prophets, the spiritual. Would you leave him? And leaving means that you're going to pay a price. You're going to be disowned. They're going to chase you. They're going to kill you. They're going to liquidate you. Terach's father, the father from took him into the fire for the story. He didn't know it was going to come out alive. Then Hashem took him out alive. Would you do it today? Because you see, Noach, as beautiful you are, but it's not the ultimate truth. It serves you for here, but not beyond. Not beyond. I want to serve Hashem and not myself. I want to serve Hashem and not my world. We are not using Torah for our comfort, for our benefit. Kol ma shebore kodesh bochu balomo ele lanivra ele lechvoidoi. For his. You look beyond the world, beyond yourself. Willing to sacrifice the beauty of Noah being in this world. Never mind Nimrod. Never mind Terach. But would you step away from Noah? That's what the Rebbe made that decision. You could be the nicest, pious, religious goy. Now Avraham Avinu was our model, because Avraham Avinu, nothing on the world influenced him, forced him. He could have gone one of the three drachim, could have become a Nimrod, could have gone with Terach, could have come with Noah. And he realized in every one of them this is not the ultimate truth. Noah is also not the ultimate truth. And he, since I don't know what it is, what one thing I know, whatever they are, it's not. I'm emphasizing a very strong point. Nobody could figure out why he was created for. The emes cannot be self-developed, self-revealed. Either the emes is given to you, either not. As I said, this foolish motion. If somebody was giving you 50 years ago this little gadget, no way can you know what it is unless it's being shown to you. Shown to you, it works, now you know what it is. The emes can never be discovered. Why did you create the world? What is in the future? Here's some reason you don't know that. Because emes is Hashem. Hashem Elokechem emes. Hashem, your God, is the ultimate, absolute truth, the absolute Messias. Either he gives it to you, either not. But no saloni, Torah says, Hashem gave it to you, which is the absolute truth. But who gets the truth? You could never discover your own Torah, you could never interpret the Torah on your own. Torah has been given to one who is going away from a lie, to the extent you're willing to pay a price to go away from lies, not to be a hypocrite. To that extent, you get the truth. Avraham Avinu never discovered Hashem. Hashem came to him. Avraham Avinu never discovered the truth. Avraham Avinu discovered the lies, the hypocrisy. He says, a hypocrite I will not be. I'd rather die than to live with sheker. When Avraham Avinu broke the idols of his father, he knew that he is sacrificing his life. He was thrown into the fire furnace. What was his question? What did he thought? He says, if I'm forced to live with the life of my father, with hypocrisy, I'd rather die. Why? Because Hashem gave every person a percentage of the Tzelem Elohim, a taste of godliness in a person. That's the appreciation of the truth. The Ben Yonah says, Ke'emes ni'esoide ha'nefesh shel Odom. The appreciation for the truth and the repulsiveness to an outright lie is the fundamental foundation of an neshama of a person, which a goy also has. The biggest mafianik, who all day does he lies, if his son comes home from school and he lies him in his face, he will smack him in his face. Why do you lie to me? He says, Daddy, you're lying all day. He says, I'm lying for money. But just like that to lie? What are you talking about? Suicide. Everyone appreciates the truth. Why? That's the Tzelem Elohim which we have in us. And that is the reason why we should be nervous. Didn't I make peace with the hypocrisy of the world? Sometimes it's our own hypocrisy, the Torah hypocrisy. You could have our Torah hypocrisy too. To search for the truth. And when you smell the falsehood, you sometimes you have to leave your parents, sometimes you have to leave your society, sometimes you have to leave your own circular, and you're being ridiculed, you're an outcast, you're crazy. Sometimes you're giving up your life for that. That was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went away from Sheker, went away first the Sheker from his father Terach, the Sheker from Nimrod, and even from the Sheker from Noah, because Noah is also Sheker. Because when you use Torah for you, it's Sheker, because we are here to serve Torah. To serve Hashem, not to serve ourselves. It's true that Torah also services ourselves. We have both benefits, but that's not the ultimate purpose. If when it comes to time when you don't understand what Hashem wants from you, you give your life up for no problem. That's a Avraham Avinu. And that's the first and foremost. And that is Pesach. Pesach is Chai Vodam Liris is Atzma. First has to see yourself. B'chol Dor V'Dor. Now, in 205, in Toshin Samachai, you have to see yourself. Are you willing today leaving Mitzrayim? You see, the whole world will be a Mitzrayim. The whole world would lie. Would you leave like Avraham Avinu and pay any price? Lech Techach Avinu Veres Lo Yitzeruah. Are you willing? So let's take a total assimilated person. Let's take a kibbutznik, a total anti-atheist, whatever that is. We could see, he went to a seminar, he was exposed to the truth, he's an honest person. Usually every Baal Tshuva has a certain point of honesty. And he knows he goes into terrible hardship. First thing, his family is ridiculing him, the family is rejecting him. You're crazy, you made your brainwashing. And he doesn't know what he's getting into. He's getting into the Shiva life, he's getting married. How will I do? Bechtechach about Midbar. It's Avraham Avinu. But we could appreciate that. Because you see what kind of jungle, what kind of vacuum he lives, and he can't stand this emptiness, he can't stand the open hypocrisy as today's world is openly admitting that the total bankruptcy. Today the world is a total bankrupt world. There's no idealism, there's no alternative, there's nothing offered to you. It's not that it used to be once. The Scala movement, the Enlightenment movement, the socialism and communism and Zionism going to give you the... Nobody's giving you, nobody's selling you any stuff anymore today. They're all in bankruptcy by their own admission. All the isms ended up in one ism, pleasureism, that's all. Eat and drink because you die anyhow. There's no isms left. Everything is expired. Pleasureism, that's the only thing which has been left. And you can't stand being in this empty world, becomes a Baal Tshuva, becomes a convert, leaves behind the whole Goyish world. Well, wonderful. You could understand this, you see it. But after you're into the religion, you're learning, you're steiging, you're getting married, you're steiging in Torah and everything. Hold over there. Are you steiging today too? Are you becoming a new Jew, not the same Jew as you were yesterday? And that's my Chiddush. You have to become Avraham Avinu. Pesach is Avraham Avinu. And if we say, B'tchil oiv devoid azor, whoever say no, V'achshav kivoni amokot, will I become today a new Avraham Avinu? Will I convert today with a new excitement? Would I will be willing to pay a price as Avraham Avinu paid the price just to grow to a further degree? My Chiddush is, and this is really which I would like to share with you. You know, there's a musik in Yoyne Meshivas, there's a musik which is called Steigen. Steigen means you have to grow. You have to grow in Torah. You have to grow in mitzvahs. There's a chiddush in steigen, right? You steigen for mitzvahs. I would ask you a question. Can you steigen in your quality of being Jewish? Can you steigen in the quality of Jew? He's a Gentile. Yesterday was a Gentile. He became a convert. Next is convert to Shechina. So yesterday was a Gentile. Today he became a Jew. He stacked. He promoted. He upgraded himself from the fourth level to the fifth level. But after now I'm already in. I'm a born Jew and I'm stagging in everything. Can I upgrade my quality of being a Jew every Pesach? Can I reconvert myself? For instance, in Yichus, if I was born in Yisrael, can you upgrade yourself to a Levi? No. If you're born a Levi, can I upgrade yourself in a Kohen? No. You know why? Because it's Yichus that you get from a father. Atem tirim emleches koyhanim, a priest, a nation of priests of Kahanim, you are what Hashem made you to be. That's the way you serve Hashem. You're a rabbi, you're a businessman, you're a Kohen, you're a Levi. That's what you are. You're Soskin, you're Zvulun. That you can't upgrade because Hashem put you in a position. It's like an army. But the Goy Kodosh, the holy nation. So no question, when a Goy becomes a Jew, his Kedusha is totally different Kedusha, Kikodosh Ani. Or the Jew about Shuva becomes an assimilator, atheist becomes a religion, becomes a Kodosh, no question. But now that I'm a fully developed Jew, I'm Baruch Hashem good, I'm married, I have children, I'm growing and everything. Can I upgrade my Goy Kodosh? And here is the Chiddush. If you work in Yitzchak and Yaakov in Torah mitzvahs, in Kitchen Mitzvah, you can't. You are what you are. But you always could become Avraham Avinu. Chodor vodor chai vodom liras es atzmo kilu hu yotzen tzav. You making now the decision of Avraham Avinu. What price are you willing to pay for that? And you are what you choose to be. I say it's almost a joke. If I make every bracha shaloi sani goy every morning, because the Jew of yesterday today is a goy already. You have to become a new Jew. You have to upgrade your quality of being a Jew. Never mind the practice of a Jew. Your essence of a Jew has to be upgraded, and that could be done if you're continuously in the path of Avraham Avinu. Because it's atzma, when Adam and Asu, who am I as a Jew? And that is by Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. Every time we make, every morning and every night, we have two Kabbalahs, two undertakings. Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, Shema Bo'ahavto, and the second Parsha, Tisha Mitzvah, is Kabbalah's Ol Torah Mitzvahs. In Kabbalah's Ol Torah Mitzvahs, you could only take on as Hashem is giving you. Not everyone could become the Vilna Gaon, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And everyone, I was all my life, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm accepting myself as Zvulun. I'm a Shiva dropout. I want you to know. Let me introduce myself. Maybe after I introduce myself, you're never going to listen to me. I stopped learning by the age of 18 and a half. I learned Yeshiva. I'm a Holocaust survivor. I was bounced around from place to place. I never sat in a place 6 months straight. I was very much, today they will call him ADD. I don't know what they will call him. All kind of names. All kind of professional names why I couldn't concentrate. Baruch Hashem had good Rebbe, I learned yeshivas, but my father made me a very young, 18 and a half. Those days there was no koilerim, so I had to work. So I went immediately into business. I was first a truck driver for almost a year. Then I went into real estate and jewelry. And all my life I was in business. But all my life I was in business. I still got the foundation, be a Jew. And I was teaching. Every person who came in contact, a Jew and a goy, never forgot me. Never mind the business if I forgot already, but you have to leave an influence there, the questions and so. And therefore I learned my skills of how to be mashpia, because that's in Torah mitzvahs you have no choice. You try your best and you get to the level where Hashem plays in. You're a soldier. So in a soldier, no. We live in a chessboard, Hashem puts the pawns, and you're a horse, and you're a runner, and you're a tower, and you are what you are. You can't convert yourself. You can't. But in Avraham Avinu, how much are you appreciating being a Jew serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu that you could continuously upgrade? And this is Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. What price are you willing to pay? When you say Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, you're closing your eyes. And before you say Kabbalah Hashemayim, so you say first the Brocha, born again, Oy Vamos Hashem, you love me. I'm your child. And if you love me unconditionally because I'm your child, I love you unconditionally because you're my father. All conditional love. You love me unconditionally, you chose me as a child. How much you appreciating being a child of Hashem? How much you validate the love of Hashem to you? Oyev Amo Yisrael. And if you validate, Hashem loves you, chose you, say, Shema, I understand, Hashem Elokein, Hashem, we chose, Hashem Echad, I'm one with Him. I will not allow anyone to interfere my connection to Him. בהפתו, השוליון שלה בשם הקודש, בכל הבחובות אפילו, האם את יצר הרי? הנפשך אפילו לא יתרס נפשך, לפני יקסל אייפל, בכל מדכו. כל מידו, אימידו שמוידו, אנחנו אומרים, הוא תאמר שיש אב תהי, אבל מוידו למועד, thank you very very much for the soon for the pain is giving to you. A person has to live 24 hours a day appreciating I'm your product, I'm your child, whatever is done to me, Kabbalah, Sissuri, Mahavik, that's a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's your own dedication. You're not living for me, then you're full of complaints. You're living for Hashem. Hashem made you, whatever Hashem makes you to be. You are what Hashem makes you to be. Since it's a very fresh experience, I will share with you. Last week Monday, I left America to come here. So just an hour before I went on the plane, I got a call. A lady who passed away already, Tzipori Levy, very choshev lady. She was 16 years eternally sick on that disease. She fell back, she had a relapse. And she used to come to a youth, there's an organization here, Yerushalayim Beit Matan, who were giving chizuk for people who are sick on this machla. So I'm speaking quite often there. Next week I'm speaking again for them. Giving him chizuk, and this lady had seen, heard me many times, many tapes, how to accept the surim, how so and so. So I get a call that this lady is about dying, and she just said to somebody, I must talk to Rabbi Tauber. He's the only one who could give me now chizuk. How should I die with simcha? How will I die with joy, with happiness, with simcha? So he says to me, when you come, maybe, he says, then fine, I'm arriving Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock, so call me 10 o'clock, we'll be after the opening arrival, I'm going to go to the lady, I'm going to speak with her. So I came the next day, I don't get any calls. 10, 11, so 12 o'clock, I called up this contact man, he says, well, she passed away an hour after she said it. Yes, when she said, I must talk to her, about how to die with simcha, and an hour later she passed away, but she passed away with simcha. The family was there, and she asked her to sing certain regesh nigurim with simcha. Because when a person lives with simcha, that's kabbalah samach hashmayim, willing to die for a kodesh baruch. You know that every moment you're converting for the future, and the quality of your Jewish, to what extent are you really appreciating yourself as being Hashem's child, that He is going to fulfill with you the purpose of creation, b'shvil and Yivraim, the world have been created for me. That's Avraham Avinu. And the quality of Avraham Avinu has to be intensified in us, in Odom La'atzmo. That's the first thing. The inheritance of myself. Torah will only give as much appreciate yourself as Avram. Noach had Torah, but he was not. He didn't have Avram Avinu. And without Avram, the lo nechshav leklum. It's a Torah which serves the man, not man who serves Torah. As we serve Torah, we're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kabbalah Samach Shema means you have to close your eyes. And the Shulchan Aruch says, look at Mishnah Berurah. Aloha, you have to imagine. The worst thing is happening to the forcing you, the torturing you, as the Tzatlkot says in Melech Melizhensk, that you should imagine for yourself that goyim come and they're torturing you, the killing you, take your skin like Rebbe Akiva, Sokolos and Shemarza, and it's burning you up until fire till the sky, and you're willing to be thrown into it like Avraham Avinu. That is literally every morning, every night. I'm the original Avraham Avinu. You have to medamien, you have to fantasize the worst possible things. What will I do? How much will I give up for a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That is you. Every day, who are you? How much is 30 mitzvahs doing for you? I will say, a Jewish neshama is like a vehicle. 30 mitzvahs is like the fuel. If a little motorcycle, one gallon takes you around the world, finish. If a mini car, you need 10 gallons. If you have a limousine, you need more. If a tractor trailer, if a jet, 747, you need thousands of gallons. 30 mitzvahs is fuel. How much fuel will you get? What kind of engine are you? Do you carry the whole world on yourself? Are you Avraham Avinu? I take responsibilities. That's how much. The Rechel is God Melotera. How much? That's the sphere. It's factable. Can be accountable. How much you appreciate yourself being a Jew? How much you're Yoitzel in Mitzrayim, Bechol Dor V'Dor? In this Tovshin Samachay, how much had you upgraded your load, your carrying capacity, carrying the world on you for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake? How much of Avraham Avinu came into you more than you were in previous year? And that could be upgraded all the time. And according to that, you're going to get 30 mitzvahs. And this is literally yourself, you have to see yourself. So the whole Kabbalah Samach Shema is an imagination. You have to imagine the worst thing. My father's mother used to say, I don't have to imagine things, I just, when I say Shema, I just refresh my memory in the Holocaust. I remember all the details. Hashem, I loved you there, and I love you now, and I wouldn't go through again the same thing. We don't need imagination. We have many experiences to relive. We don't have to imagine things. There's so many things. Okay? So since Kabbalah's Machashma is imagination, I'm a positive person. I'm a positive thinker. I like to everything imagine the positive. The same message could be given positively. Why do you have to go negative? So let me give you a positive imagination. And ask yourself, who would you be? Imagine a community, living in a close community, Telstone, Beit Shemesh, wherever they are, a few thousand people, wonderful, wonderful Jews, we all happen to be distant related. Okay, we have five generations, we had a common grandfather, grandmother, all distant cousins, all preparing for Shabbos, see them, Litvakis, everyone, Baruch Hashem. The family is both for Shabbos, coming from Mikveh, preparing for the Shabbos. Also, there's a microphone going around the streets announcing, ladies and gentlemen, it has been discovered that we are all Goyim Gemurim. We're all legitimate Goyim, Lekatchila. Grandmother Suri was an adopted girl, she was never converted, therefore all legitimate Goyim. So what's the emergency? Tell me, Bo Shabbos, you have to announce it on the streets. Since you're all religious, the Goyish Shabbos Chag Misa, the Goyish keeping Shabbos, is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So this Shabbos, everyone should make sure to violate Shabbos. You don't want to violate the slow. Now what can you do? We have Rosh HaKoyle, we have Rosh HaShiva, we have Mekubal, we have Babas, we have everything. We're all going, Shalom Aleichem, God, finish. Can you imagine what Shabbos there was? What kind of Shabbos we had? I don't know what we'll do with Kiddush, with Asaf Yayin. I don't know what we'll do, what can we do, what can we not do? What? Shabbat Allah Panim, as they say. That was the end of Shabbos. Okay? What's the Shabbos? All the Gedoy Lador, now we know B'nei Noach Heights. All the Gedoy Lador got together and said we have to do something. But what did Hashem do such a joke? Hashem made such a joke with us. He cultivated a whole group of tzaddikim, Noachs, beautiful Noachs, tzaddikim. What does Hashem want? So they came to a decision. Obviously, Kenireh, Hashem was before Mashiach is coming, wants to have a holy community of the Noachs and developed up being Noachs. And therefore, we come thus to the Senach Doisha from the Noach. We came to the conclusion that nobody should dare to convert because they're going to spoil all the friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're going to stick it out until Mashiach is coming, they're going to be holy Noachites. Everyone is going to be a Noach Tzadik, and nobody should dare to convert because then you're spoiling the whole plan of Hashem. And the sign for all the great people of that community. The greatest, my grandfather, the Tzadikim, the Baba, the Mekubal, everyone signed on it. And I see this. I said, what, you crazy boys? I'm not going to convert. I don't care what you write. I'm going to convert. I'm not giving up my Jewishness. After 65 years I was the capital of Machashma, willing to die for my Judaism. Not going to give it up. I don't care what you said. And they tell me, if you convert, we're going to kill you. We're going to throw into the fire furnace. You go against Das Torah from Ben Noah. You're not listening to Gedolei Hador. What would you do? I don't care, kill me. I'm going to be excommunicated, I'm going to be ignored, but I'm not going to give up. Because if I don't give, if I come into Hashem, become a Jew, become a Avraham Avinu, they have a full world for Hashem. If I stay out, Hashem lost the full world. I thought every time, give up Hashem a full world, before the Avraham. I'm the Ben Yochid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Avraham Avinu. Would you imagine from what Avraham Avinu, some would kill Avraham Avinu, would be no Jews left. I'm Avraham Avinu. The fact you don't see society, forget it. In Mashiach time you will see it. Malo is there, Hashem. This is called appreciation of who you are. And we don't have this appreciation. Because we have been given to be a Torah and to being Yitzchak and Yaakov, which is wonderful. We are devolving in this generation of Avodas Hashem and the Tefillah and Torah, which we should continue, La Moritz Chosid. But we never have been taught to become Avraham Avinu. Your own self, personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at what price? Now, Baruch Hashem, this is nothing more than a moshul. But the Nimshal is, Avraham Avinu went away from Noach. And he was thrown to the fire furnace, and Noach didn't save him. Noach lived at that. Hashem lived at that. It wasn't saved. because Noach didn't agree with him. He didn't do the right thing. I'm not going into the detail. My sefer, I'm explaining it. Some sefer says it's against halacha which Avraham Avinu did, but he couldn't help it. He couldn't take the hypocrisy. Well, we live today in a society where the Yetzer is going to deliver to you many, many, many blames and accusations against the nicest people, the gedolim, against society, against the flum of religious sort and everything, to cool you off and not to be further devoted to who you are. That's a test, a personal test that you have the whole world against you. You see hypocrisy, you see falsehood, you see machloikas, you don't understand. It doesn't mean you continue to be Avraham Avinu. You just leave, you're going to get the Torah. There's always evidence around. There's always evidence around. And with that, I'm going to conclude. I'll tell you a story. I spent maybe over 100 Shabbos together with the Pshimshim Pinkatzah. Seminars around the world. So we had a lot of talks, a lot of dialogues, a lot of vikuchim and discussions. And disagreements too. All the time. Baruch Hashem. So once we set the Shabbos at the table, and the Pshimshim turns to me and he says to me, Zvi, what would you do? All of a sudden discover that you're a goy. You're goy. You're goy. Your mother wasn't converted, you're a goy. So what would you do? So I would run to convert. Sure, I'm not going to stay goy. So Shimshi says, yes, I would do the same thing. Of course, I'm also going to convert. But I, before I convert, I would grab a mitzvah which only a goy could do that you cannot do. What is it? I bring a korban. Bring an offering. We can bring a korban, let's say, for Bissam Mikdash. But going even today, to learn the kodshim, could bring a korban. So I, before I convert, would first chaperail a goyishim mitzvah, bring a korban to Hashem. And then I would convert. So I thought, Shimshon, I know you're crazy on korbanos. I learned in Brisk. I know what you want. But I would give up 1,000 korbanos, but I wouldn't give up one moment not to be a Jew. I wouldn't delay my conversion with 1 second. 1 second of being a Jew is more worth than 1,000 korbanos in the whole Torah mitzvahs. For 1 second for Jewish life, you have to give up all Torah mitzvahs. B'chaybe, you're a child of Hashem. You're crazy. 1 second of a Jew is more worth than all the korbanos in the world. So he says to me, you're right. It was a wish, Emes, a truthful person. You're right. But I still wouldn't give up a korban. I understand this. I understand this. He says, you're right. He didn't disagree with me. But he could. And what is the answer? The answer is the chinuch, what you got. His chinuch, Rabbeinu Chaim, my chinuch. He was born in America. Never had to fight for being a Jew. His father took him at the age of 3 with the talis to the yeshiva. I learned with him. I learned in the Satama to learn in priest. He never had to invest in becoming a Jew. So he was invested in Torah mitzvahs, learned in Kodshim, in Brisk, Korban. He was always speaking about Korbanos. That's his chinuch. And he couldn't give up something which he got. I was born in Europe, prior to the Holocaust, in the Holocaust, hiding out as going, not keeping Shabbos, not eating kosher, just to preserve your life as a Jew, it all means, I got chinuch to preach and to be a Jew. So I naturally said, 1 minute to Jew is more worth than 1,000 Korbanos. I just brought it as an example. This is our problem in our society. We never got chinuch to fight to be a Jew, to upgrade to Jewishness. In my opinion, we're wonderful in Torah, wonderful in mitzvah, wonderful in chesed and tefillah. We do, we grow in all areas, but not in this one area. It's taken for granted. We don't see Lira as Avraham Avinu, Hikir as Avraham. Therefore, the over starts with Avraham Avinu. First have to become Avraham. Practically speaking, every day you have to become a new Jew. Every day you have to upgrade your appreciation, your Kabbalah Samach Hashem. I love you Hashem. I love you Hashem at all means. According to that, we're going to get. And why is that not the Gimel Chinuch? I thought I'm going to tell you a joke. It was a Bachman, a famous joker, you know, who says, Batchoros and Chasenes, said in America, Chase Manhattan Bank, put him on his feet. Chase Manhattan Bank placed him back on his feet. So what did he do to you? Well, they repossessed my car. Since then, I'm walking on my feet. Hashem repossessed our Rabbonim, our teachers. We never got really appreciation of being a Jew. That wasn't in our vocabulary. That wasn't our teaching. We only got Torah, Mitzvah, Torah, which is wonderful. Why? Hashem says, put yourself on your feet. Before Mashiach has come, become a self-made person. Not only from a Gentile to a Jew, and from a secular Jew about Tshuva. As much you steig in Teure every day, you're starting off with Ashiyotzer Sode Bechokhmer Kain Shum Shone Satovi. You have to start with Avraham Avinu. You have to start to be Yoytzer Mitzrayim, to come out of Mitzrayim. Appreciation. To know that Baruch Hashem that I'm the Ben Yechid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the extent that you have the reheres of yourself, that you appreciate your role as a Jew. According to that, Hashem will give it to your mitzvahs. This is our role, this is our obligation now that we have to do. And since Rav Asher undertook, one thing I must tell you, the Sefer, the first volume of Mahus HaShalim, which is Avraham and Yitzchak, Amun and Betochen, came out already over a year ago. Baruch Hashem, it's a bestseller. We didn't get one critic. People are learning it Chavrusas. The second Sefer, which is a marriage, which came out 6 weeks ago, the same thing. It's something which was studied and preached and learned and dwelt in 25 years of public Torah, Torah the Rabbi. One critic. And today people are learning it. One famous Rebbe in Bnei Brak got a hold of the Sefer, they gave it the Sefer on marriage, and you look to Chalomoid. Every man comes in and says you have to buy the Sefer and learn Chavrusa with your wife. That's the basic of being a Jewish marriage. But before that, you have to learn what Emai is Avraham Avinu. So I would appreciate very much that you undertook to learn it. The more you're going to appreciate yourself, being in love with the Kumarcha, that's why after Achu Kumarcha, love your fellow person as you love yourself, but first you have to love yourself. So that's the Klal Gol Shabbatai, Rabbi Akiva said. And who gave out the Klal Gol with Rabbi Akiva? If not Rabbi Akiva, there was a Ben Gerim. He was a child of a convert. Zama Oretz. He wasn't FFB. He didn't have anything. One thing he had self-respect. He became the Rebbe of Torah Shabbat Peh, equal with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe Akiva. That's the Kumoicho, after Achu Kumoicho. You have to develop our Kumoichos. The more you develop your Kumoicho, the more happy you're going to be with yourself. You're going to be able to take all your challenges. You're going to be able to utilize the Torah which Hashem is giving to you. And if anyone wants the Sefer to learn Slavim, I think I have a downstairs in the car, I could share it with you. And thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I don't mind. Any questions?
Why is Yaakov being called the Bechira of us?
Good question. Bechira of us is from the Gaba Amis. The title Israel already, Mashlin, the title itself was Yaakov Avinu. Avraham Avinu was called first Ivri. He was not called Israel, not even Yitzchak was called Israel. And a Jew has two tafkidim. He has two tafkids. One is the individual tafkid, you in Hashem and Hashem in you. That was the original tafkid of Adam Rishon. And that's what the tafkid of Avraham Avinu, Echot Avraham. And that's the tafkid of Yitzchak, Bincha Yechitcha. Okay? After when the world, because the world misused the individual values and they got grouped together, the Dorach Flogel, Yishevelev, so Hashem split them up into 70 nations, so it became 70 nations. The 70 nations, where the world got split into 70 nations, was a result of the misuse of your oneness, the unity. So who's going to teach the 70 nations? So Yaakov Gvulo is Amim Le Misra Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a second job to build the Am Yisrael Jewish nation to teach the rest of the world. So we are here to be all the goyim. At what we call Amim because of that. And who got the tafkid to build the Am? That was Avraham Avinu. Yaakov. Yaakov is a hero of us in that respect of Am Yisrael. It's just Mitzvah was building the Am. The Kachter from Goy, the Kerem Goy. Atom Tiu Lima Mleches Kamer Goy. You represent me for the rest of the world. Now, this is in the process. The question is, eventually Mashiach will come. It's going to be Chris Amazing. We're going to get to Shabbos. There's still going to be nations. There's going to be no nations. Finish. Is there a purpose in Am Yisrael? No. So again, we're going back to the individual. Because Tzadik v'Tzadik Nichba Mechupas Chavera. Everyone goes back to Avraham Avinu. It's a temporary process that Yaakov had to build 12 Shvotim, 70 Nefesh, which is almost the army to teach the world. But when there's nobody world, there's nobody who to teach. You go back to the original Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, Yisrael Gan Hashem. I appreciate the question because it's I'm explaining it in the sense. Any other question? Yes.
Could Rav say how, when we meet, Jews who are not yet religious, whether in special curious way, which some people are thinking of, or even just, it happens So should one also walk in the footsteps of Abraham Avinu?
Yes.
Elaborate?
Can elaborate? You ever saw a man in love? You ever saw a man in love? A man who is in love.
Uh-huh.
A man is Avram or Havoy. You know, Avram Avinu was Avram, that wherever he goes, so the man is in love. You ever saw the statement, the man is totally spaced out, giggling, smiling, nothing affects him. So he must be in love. He must be in love. So every love is a Havoy Shatol Gadova. But once we love it Hashem, we always be Simcha Betov Levav. That's the biggest key. Let me tell you a story. That was in Czechoslovakia. In Czechoslovakia there was a Geb Tzedek, a convert, who converted after the First World War. He is a wonderful family, became a big tzaddik, a big Talmud Chochem. A big Talmud Chochem. And I heard it from the man who heard it from himself, his personal friend. He's not alive anymore. So I want to just to get you the idea how what kind of tzaddik he became, that when the Germans occupied Czechoslovakia, which we come from, so his family came to him and says, we're going to save your family. He said, okay, you belong to our family, we're going to save you. He says, nothing, you're not going to save them, a Jew are going to go with all the Jews. And he was deported. And when he was standing in line to be taken to the gas chambers, he was singing and dancing, I'm thanking the Hashem that I have the privilege to be burned and killed because I'm a Jew. So you can imagine the madrega of this Geb Tzedek. This is after. Willing to give up the life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu goes to Kiv Shenesh. To give you the quality of this Geb Tzedek, who he was. So, Rabbi Yoni Fozichon Levrocha, which was a mentor of mine, he was a personal friend of this Geb. He told me once a story that he once asked him, what made you to become a Geb? What made you to become? All this wasn't his style. The Shekha wasn't so obvious as today that... But that you really wonder why is not any normal going out converting? You must be Meshuggah. Or every second of you, why is not coming about Shuva once? So he asked him, what made you become about Ger? So he said the story. So I happened to go through this Jewish synagogue on Motzi Yom Kippur in Nitra, in Czechoslovakia. Happened to go to the synagogue, which I know every person by his first name. You know, I lived a little town for a long time. You know, everyone by his first name. And it says people came out of the shul after the whole day of Yom Kippur, you know, with the kittel, and the faces were radiating like angels. Fascinating kind. My friends. So I said, if this religion could take ordinary people and convert them into angels, so that's the religion I want to belong. Neither was a function of a Jew. Function of a Jew, wherever you go, and people look at you, I wish I could be like you. You're radiating joy, you're radiating simply, you know what you're living for, you know what you're doing for. That's the biggest kiruv. Kiruv is not taking lectures only. People have to give too many lectures because they don't symbolize being a Jew. It's all intellectual, you know, discussions. It remains discussions. You have to radiate Judaism. You have to radiate joy. You have to radiate simcha. Okay? So you're Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avoy. Avraham Entarav. Everyone, Nefesh Hashem Simchoni, he looked at Avraham Avinu, he couldn't help. Can I be like you? It's very contagious, you know. Everyone looks a little bit this joy. That's the way of making kiruv. And if you deal with people and you're not affected, the people, just by dealing with them, you know, for business, something is missing you. You're lacking certain excitements. You need a personal excitement. And this is very self, again, that's Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak was totally involved only with himself. He didn't go out there, he didn't meet any kind of a kiruv. Chazal tells somebody just looked in the face of Yitzchak, you saw Kodesh Baruch Hu. You saw the Shekhinah. That was the biggest kiruv. Yitzchak didn't have to go out to promote. He just looked at Yitzchak, you saw a piece of Kodesh Baruch Hu, a piece of Shekhinah. Yaakov Avinu needed to really, you know, different messages, 12 tribes, Yosef, Mitei Yehuda, Mitei this, Mitei that. Because we are dealing in the whole world, so we have to be diplomats too. So this Malamasi. Yeah.
How are you supposed to radiate simcha when you have you're not shalom? You're not shalom. There's something missing. There's something there's something to be upset about.
Okay, you could miss in Yitzchak. You could miss in Yaakov. I'm missing in Torah. I'm missing in Yerushalayim. But I'm not missing in being a Jew. Are you happy that you're Jewish?
Right.
So that's the first thing. Generally, that part that you do have. Generally the public, you're Ben Melech, and that we totally ignore. We never appreciate being a Jew. We never got chinuch of that to appreciate being Jewish. So it's not a problem. It's good that I feel not shalom because that motivates me to learn further. Okay? Especially in this age, you know, when you have a normal family, siblings, a lot of children, so every child is appreciated according to the marks he comes home from school, size, performances. You know, there's the gifted child and there's the problem troublemakers, the black sheep, you know, everyone has his thing. But this is only until one of them doesn't get sick. Once only gets sick, he's in the hospital, he's the most loved one. We are all sick. We're all in the hospital. Shall we still see us? Appreciate who you are. That's the Avraham in you. That's the Kamoicho. That's what's to be picked up now. Okay. Thank you very much.